on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, the second Tosfos Omrim Lo Hamtaim. Before we see the Tosfos, in order to appreciate what Tosfos is saying, we have to learn over a Gemara and Daf Chof Tes, and then we'll understand the Tosfos. So let us just go to Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph for 1 minute. The Mishnah says as follows: Shloisha achim, shnayim nesuyim shtei achoyes, ve'echad mufne, and one was not married. Pneis echad bibali achoyes, ba'osa ba mufne maima. Now the unmarried brother made maima in the sister. Acharkach meis ochiv asheni, and then the second brother died. Is beishamai oimrim ishtoi imoi, that the balas maimer is ishtoi, so ishtoi imoi balazu teitze mishemachis isha, so his wife is ishtoi. The Maima, Rashi says, Kiknuse Damye, just like he married her. Bechinof la achoise la mitzra hachaleo mishum achoise kuke. So therefore, when her sister falls, she will not become an achoise kuke. She's married already completely. So memele, so she won't become osa on him. Bahalozu taitse mishum achesisha. And the sister is an elder, so she's no dinzike by the sister. Ubeisilul oimrim moitzi es ishtoi beget ubechalitze. Beisilul hold maima is not koine kinyin gomu. So memele, she's only partially his wife. So he's only partially his wife, so he can't remain with her because she's an achoise kuke. So maitis ishtoi beget, ube chalitze, he has to give her chalitze because maima was not mafkiya de zike. The eishes ochiv be chalitze, and the eishes ochiv he has to give chalitze because she's not a complete achoise isha, because maima is not koine legamri. Bezui she'amru oiloi al ishtoi v'oiloi al eishes ochiv. Now, let us skip three lines to the Gemara. Bekitza, we heard here in the Mishnah that by Shammai holds that if one made maimer in a yevome, so it's an ishes gemura, and therefore, if our sister will fall the yibum afterwards, from another brother, so it's ishtai imai balazu teitze mishemachis isha. Omar Rabbeloza, loiteima maima lebeishamai koine kinyin gomo. You do not have to say that beishamai holds maima is koine kinyin gomo, which means the boy la fuke sagilo begite. That means that maimer is mafkiya de zike. Maimer is equivalent to yibum. And therefore, it's a lekocha loy leisha. Given shaloka nasas kishte lechol dova vremegar shebeget. He doesn't have to give chalitz anymore. Ela maimer lebeishamai eine koine ela litchais betzora bilvad. So, Rashi learns pshat over here. Let's see Rashi. Leiteima maima lebeishamai koine kinyin gomo betehevi ki ishtoi viiboi laafuki tizki lo begit. If he wants to send her away sufficient a get, he doesn't have to go and give a chalitza. So the tzora we're speaking about the sister that fell from the second brother. Kleima, litchais achoisa, shaloi taschena lozu mishum achois zekuke. So Rabbi Lozor said that could be Maimer is not mafkiya the zike, but Maimer is ishtoi. She's a wife. She's a wife. So Bemela, since she's a wife, so her sister that's falling from the second brother is an achis isha. You don't have to say according to Beis Shammai that she won't need chalitza. Could be she won't need chalitza, but upon him, she's a wife that could make her sister an elve, and the sister won't ask her the balas maimer on the yovel. Oma Rabbi Ovin afanan nami tanina. So Rabbi Ovin said, I learned a raya to this, that according to Beis Shammai, Maimer is not koine kinyin gomer. We learned in the Mishnah, let us just see on daf Chavov amid Aleph the Mishnah, so then we'll understand what this Mishnah is speaking about. Arbo Achim, the Mishnah says as follows. There were four brothers. Shnayim hem nesuyim shtei achoyis. Umeisu anesuyim eso achoyis. So now, these two sisters are falling liyibum to the remaining two brothers. Harei elu chelzeis v'loi misyabmais. So, both of them give chalitza, they're not miyam. We had two mahalchim in the Mishnah. One mahalach was because you hold yesh zike, so each one is achay sekuke. So therefore, you cannot be miyam. Or, also salavata mitzvahs yevomim, to be hold ein zike, not the miyam chad, duma mayesidach, and simavata mitzvahs yevomim. Vim kodmu vikonsu, what happens if they didn't do what they were supposed to do? They were miyab. Yetziyu, so they have to give them a get. Abileza oimer beishame oimrim yekaimu, beisilul oimrim yetziyu. Hanegei alonu, beishame hold yekaimu. B'dievet, if they were miyabim, so they don't have to go and give a get. Finished. Now let us see again our Gemara. That is Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds that b'diyeved, if there was kodma v'konsu, yikai. Omar Rabbi Ovin afanan nami tanina. Beis Shammai oimrim yikaimu. Beis Shammai said if it was kodma v'konsu, yikaimu. Yikaimu in l'chatchil oloi. Beis Shammai never gave an eitzah that you should be able to be miyabim, the two remaining brothers should be able to be miyabim, the two sisters that are falling liyibu. Beis Shammai only said, if kodmu v'konsu, yikaimu. V'lechatchil oloi, there's no eitzah how to be miyabim to these two sisters. The E. So now, Rav Ovin is the kasha. Bisalke daitoch maimer lebeis shamai koine kinyin gomer. But if you'll say, maimer lebeis shamai is koine kinyin gomer. So lechere, ze yase maimer v'yikne. So let each one, let's say we're going now, we hold yezike. Ze yasa maima v'yikne, b'ze yasa maima v'yikne. So Rashi says, v'maima l'beishan mai kaina kinyin gomo, ze yasa maima b'zu, v'yikno isa kinyin gomo, li is ishtoi. Toin iser b'maima, there's no iser in maima, v'teitze achoiso v'yolo. And then the sister, there's no iser to make maima, so she's his wife, l'gamri. And the sister is an elva on her, and on him. The sister is an elva on him, so she doesn't have to. She's not a. So my mele doesn't have to be miyam, huh? Well, I have yach a chayse kukosai. She's not a chayse, his wife is not a chayse kukosai because she's not as, because the sister's not zokuk. Yichne is a sishtin. Let him make maima, which is no issa. And the minute he makes maima, the other, her sister will become an erve on him. And my mele, so his wife is not a chayse kukosai. Yichne is a sishtin. So Memele, so if Beishamai would hold that Maimer is Koine Kinyin Gomu, so Lachere, they shouldn't say Yekaimu, which is only a Din B'Dievet, or Kadma B'Konsul, they should have said also there's an Eitzel Lachatchila what to do. Make Maimer, and Maimer will make her an Elve Gemure, the sister, and then it's Mutter. So the Gemara asks on Rav Ovin, Ela mai doiched dechiye Gemara. I don't understand you. And if you hold Maimer is not koine kinyin gomo. So what does that mean? So it means that his wife is still a kuke. She still needs chalitze. She still needs zibo. But you said, Abba Maimer is doiched dechiye Gemara. But you said it's his wife completely. And her sister becomes an elve. Elo mai doiche dechi yegmure is a yasa maime viyitche v'so yasa maime viyitche. So the Gemara doesn't understand Rav Ovin's raya. So Rav Ovin wanted to bring a raya that Beishamai does not hold maime koine kinyin gomu, because if it's koine kinyin gomu, so memele, so there's an eitza filo lechetchila how to be koines these two sisters. So Zaraira Teichet Chiyah Gemurah said, Moses, if you hold Teichet Chiyah Gemurah, it's also Shva, you can also do the same thing. Each one will make Maima, and she's his wife completely, and the other one is an Achaisisha. It's not, he wasn't Mafkiyah the Zika, fine, it wasn't Mafkiyah the Zika, but I'll call upon him. The sister is not skukaloi, his wife is mutter to him, and then he can make yibum. This is anegei alonu. Now, let us come to our taisvis. Aimrim loi hamtein. We heard here that Rabbi Yehuda Bebseira holds that Ashemeres Yavam Shekidesh Ochiv Esachoisa, that there were two Yavamim, and one of them was Kidesh Esachoisa. She was Metzapet to be in the Shabim from the other Ach, and he was Mekadesh Achoisa. Shem Ravida Bem Seira Omro Oimim Lehamtein Achiyasa Ochicha Maise. So we tell him, don't make nisui, because she still is achoise kukoscho, and we had explained yesterday, because we don't say that his kedushin is mafkia, the kedushin of the zike. So memela, we consider that she's still zokuk to you, and so there's still a zike, so your wife is still also. She's still a chayzik, of course. It's not mafkiya, since he has ishes out zike. So memela the kedushin, I don't say that the kedushin he made in the chayzik is mafkiya, the zike of the yevame. So you're not allowed to be, to make nisuin. You know, you say a chayzik, of course. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira said. So we see from Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira that kedushin is not mafkiya zike and does not make her ois achoisa kuke. That's what we see from Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. Aimrim lehamte. Ve'im taimar, so Taisu says, lo matzorich lehamtin. Why do you have to wait? The kivin de kitcha pokalo zike legamri. The Taisus has a Gemara Vaita, which we just learned, that Kedushin is Mavkiya the Zika Lagamri. You don't say this whole Svara that Kedushin is not Mavkiya Kedushin. כי דמוכך בפרק דלת אחים, גבי הודו אומר אבולוסו, אבולוסו צד מיימר לבי שמי, איני קיני קינין גומל הליטחס בצורה בלבד. It's only קיני ליטחס בצורה. אומר אבול נחנם נמי תנין, בי שמי אומרים יקיימו, דייבד אין לחתחילו לוי, ויסאל כדאיתך דה מיימר קיני קינין גומל זה יעשה מיימר ויקנה, זה יעשה מיימר ויקנה. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, let's make Maima. Umay Kushe, Afilo Koni Kinyin Gomu, Afilo Deskoyne Kimig, so what is it? It's still Eiresen. Hamrinen Hoche, the Tzorch Lahamtin, Bekdushin De Ereise. Our Gemara says, Kedushin is not enough. That means the Shailon, the Gemara of Koni Kinyin Gomu, is if you need Chalitza, if you don't need Chalitza, you need Yibum, if you have to be miyam, you have to be mavkiya the zika. But al koponim, it's an erison. It's a kedushin. Maimer is an erison. So, afilo would be kaina kinyin gomo. She still called achayse kukosai. He can't be kaina so, just like he can't make nisui. So it's a stira, the two gemores. So Taisra says, the way I wanted to say before, the Mishamochi Choshev Ravida Bemser Echido Yosef Shapa. Taisra had wanted to say before that that Kuf is the Machloikis Tarabon Ravida Bemser. Everyone holds Yesh Zike, but Ravida Bemser holds that Kedushin is not Mavkiya the Zike. And the Rabbonon holds that Kedushin is Mavkiya the Zike, but everyone holds Yesh Zike. That place is the cash on the Gemara. The Gemara says the Rabbanon hold ein zike. About Koponim, Taisis had wanted to say in the cash, Taisis wanted to say no, everyone knows yesh zike, and that's good the machloikis. If Kedushin is mafkiya the zike, so if a kelt, we paskin like the Rabbanon, the Kedushin is mafkiya the zike. This whole svar of hamtein is a das yochid, Rabbidim em seva hold, that Kedushin is not mafkiya zike. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. But that would be very good. V'yesh leima. So Taisvi says as follows. Til Rab Yude Bem Seire De Sova Yesh Zike Eina Kedushin Mavkiyina Zike. No, this is a double muskim. If you hold Yesh Zike, Kedushin is not Mavkiyina Zike, as we mentioned before, the Sfora from the Book of Yosef, and Kedushin, Mavki, and Kedushin. That means Zika is like an Erison, and this is a Kedushin, so it's not Mavki, the Zika. Avol Rav Ovin Sovar Ein Zika. Rav Ovin learned Ein Zika. V'loi Osa Liyabim El Mishum Bitl Mitzvahs Yevomim. Rav Ovin learned Pshat in the Mishnef Yevabo Achim Shnayim Em Nisuin Shtei Achoyis. So the reason why it's chayutzes v'loy misyabmes is because bitl mitzvah yevomim. If you'll make it, you'll be in zikin. It's no problem. If one will be miyabim, so dum miyabim chad is meisidoch, and there will be a bitl mitzvah yevomim. That's why the din is that you're not allowed to be miyabim. Lahochi porish. So therefore the Gemara asks the kasha as follows. What does that mean? That with maima you have the complete mitzvah of yibum. That means no zike anymore. It's mafkiya the zike. Ize yase kinyin gomo v'yikne. Ize yase maima v'yikne. V'chaylum lasis aydei shliach b'basachas t'leke bitl mitzvahs yevomim. So Taisvah says, the Gemara is tamar dike kashe. Rav Ovin held ein zike. Now the whole reason you're not permitted to make yibum is duma de miyabim chad, one will make yibum, the other one might die, shimavat mitzvahs yevomim. So Rav Ovin said, an iluy yishayinfal, let the both brothers make maima on both sisters, the basachas with a shliach. They'll make a shliach like a bolem, he'll make a, the kaponim, they'll make a shliach, the two sisters make a shliach to mekabel the money for both of them, the basachas. And they'll go and give to that, and they'll make a shliach to give to that shliach. So, the basachas, both sisters will become balas maima. That means, let us be megashdos. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. And Reuven and Shimon were married to Rachel and Leah. So now, Levi and Yehuda will make one shliach to give to the shliach of Rachel and Leah money, two prutas. Each one will give a pruta. Will give the two prutas to the shliach of Rachel and Leah. And Rachel and Leah will become the basacha, simultaneously they'll become Balas Maima, Rachel will become to Reuven, Rachel will become to Levi, and Leah will become to Yehuda. So, both of them, Bebas Achas, became Balas Maima. And we hold Maima Kaine Kinyin Gomo, so that means it was a mitzvah of Yibum, the sky, Maima Kaine Kinyin Gomo. So Levi was Mekais, and there's no Bittel Mitzvahs Yevomim, because it was done by Basachas. There's no Hademiyabim Chad Mayis Idoch. Everything was done by Basachas. So if you have Maimba Kaina Kinyin Gomu, so Memele, so not the way we understood that when you make a Maimer in one, the other one becomes an elephant. I say the Kash, if you hold the Ezike through Kedushin, she won't become an Achis Isha. This is 100%. If you hold the Ezike, so Kedushin cannot make her an Achis Isha. She's still in Kedushin, Mavki in Kedushin. And that is our Gemara. That is Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir who holds Yezike. But Rav Oven holds Einzike. So Bovin holds Ein Zike, so there's only a problem of Bittel Mitzvahs Yevomim. So if Maimer is Koine Kinyin Gomo, you can have an answer that there won't be a Bittel Mitzvahs Yevomim. That is Pshat in the Gemara. Now the Gedolei Achronim, the Asher Shake, the Resameach, the Chazainish, es Taisvis es Pilei Ploim. Why is Taisvis Pilei Ploim? We just saw the Gemara. The Gemara asked Akasha and Rav Ovin, and if Maima is not Koine Kinyin Gomo, you can also do the same thing. Now that's a shrek. Now let's understand. If Maima is not Koine Kinyin Gomo, so what does that mean? So when Levi makes Maima in Rochel, there's still a Zikis Yibum. You have to give Chalitza or make Yibum. There's still a Mitzvah Yibum. Maimer is a Kinyan Ishus, but it's not Koine Kinyan Gomer. You still need Yibum. So we made a Kunz. We made that Levi, was Koine Rochel. She's his wife. Yehuda was kinda leye, everything kinda maimer basachas, but we still have a mitzvah of Yibum. The mitzvah of Yibum wasn't the skyim. Maimer in the kinda kinyan goma means that through maimer, Rachel became Levi's wife, but it wasn't mafkiya the zike. Through maimer, leye became Yehuda's wife, but there's still zakach leYibum. Now, this you did for basachas. Fine. But we still have a mitzvah of Yibum. Now what's going to happen? What's going to happen? I'll tell you. Yehuda's going to die. Now what did you accomplish? So you're mevatel with this kunz. You're mevatel mitzvah Yibum. Mitzvah Yibum wasn't in the sky at all by Leia. So what's Shan the Gemara's kasha? It's a pella on Taisus. Taisus says that is Shan the Gemara. Rav Ovin said, that if Maimer is Kaine Kinyin Gomo, I have an Eitzah, that there won't be any din of Bittel Mitzvahs Yibum. That's beautiful, what Taisra says. But what's the Gemara, the next line of the Gemara? The Gemara asks in the next line, in Afilu Ii, it's not Kaine Kinyin Gomo, it's only Doiche Bitzare. We could also do the same thing. You won't do anything, you won't accomplish anything. But if Maimer is not Koine Kinyin Gomo, so you still have a mitzvah Yibum, And with this thing that you did, you're a mavatal mitzvah yibum. If one of them is going to die, and he won't make yibum, so you're just a mavatal mitzvah yibum. That's what the Sameach Miyashishaki Beskan Taisvus. The Chazen Ish seems to say, now we know in mitzvah yibum there are many chalokim. There's the kocholoi leisha, she becomes his wife through mitzvah yibum. That's one chalok of yibum. There's another chalok of yibum that, there's the yamafkiya de zike. Yamafkiya de zike. That's another chalok of yibum. That means, let us understand, if Beis Shammai holds Maimer is not koine kinyin gomo, but Maimer is a deraisa. We learn out the lekochaloi leisha. That means a chalok of the inyan of yibum is niskayim through Maimer. If it's Yivam or Yovo Yaleos, everything works. If she becomes a wife, and the Zik is Nifka already, you won't need Chalitz anymore. That's if you make Yibum. If you make Maima, so everything doesn't happen. A Chalik of Yibum, the Yibum process started. She became his wife. And Maima is also a Yibum de Kikinyan. It's not Kedushin. It's my mouth, so you learn that from the Kochel Elisha, that's Mishteit Yerushalmi. But Al Koponim, it is a chalik of mitzvah Yibum that is not completed. So Dachster Mi, the Chazon Ish wants to say, Als Bittel mitzvah Yibumim, Chazal were only afraid if nothing of Yibum will be Niskayim. That means, let's say like it says, if one brother will be Miyabim, Levi will be Miyabim Rochel, so, and then Yehuda is going to die, so Leia, nothing, no Yibum, no Chalitza, nothing. But, if Levi makes Maimer in Rochel, so and Yehuda makes Maimer in Leia, so a chelik of mitzvahs Yibum was Niskayim. The Kenyan of a Lekochaloi Leisha, which is a Yibum Diki Kenyan, that was Niskayim. No, what? The whole Yibum process wasn't Niskayim. If Yehud is going to die now, so we'll stop over there, finished. We'll start, she'll become an Erbe. So I think that Chazon Ish wants to say that als the halacha of Bittul Mitzvahs Yibumim, as long as a chalik of mitzvahs yibum was niskayim, there's no bittul mitzvahs yibumim anymore. And that's pshat in the Gemara's kashas. Afilu maima ain't a koine kinyin gomo. Afilu maima ain't a koine kinyin gomo. You also have an eitzah. Zay yasa maima v'yitchev, zay yasa maima v'yitchev. Let us go further. So finish. So Taisvis, for the Gemara, and our Gemara, we see if you hold Yesh, Zike, Kedushin of a sister is not Bekoyach to be Mafkiya, the Zike from her sister, the Yevame. But that Gemara is going if Maima ain't a kind, that Gemara is going if you hold also Levatal Bitsas Yevame. V'hoh de Shari Hochel Lekaimo, Afilul Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. Taisus asks a kasha, a different kasha. Here we have Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira holds that we had Shemeres Yovim Shekidesh Ochi Vesachayso. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, so she's an Achayse Kuke. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says, Hamtay, don't be koinesa, she's not chayse kuke. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira did not say, give her a get. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira said, Hamtay, she's a chayse kuke, so don't be koinesa. But you have a chuyif to give her a get. V'hod eshori yohche lekaim afil Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. U'beperik talid achim, Sheshneyem nisuyim beiz achoyes, the Aisi Lael. Now, in the Mishnah of the pair, we had four Dalad Achim, Shneim Nesuim Beis Achoyis. The Gemara brought it before. Ktani Seife, Kodmu V'Konsu Yetziu. There it says, Kodmu V'Konsu Yetziu. That the din was, they were not permitted to make Yibum. It was supposed to, the remaining brothers, Levi and Yehuda, had to make chalitze in Rochel and Leah. So the Mishnah says, what happens if they did not make chalitze? They were miyabim, shen machlekes. Bishami says, kadmu v'kamsu yekaimu. And Basila says, kadmu v'kamsu yetziu. So Taisus is asking Akasha, why over there is yetziu? And why over here is Yamtin. You know, we're not telling him Yetziu. Hold on, but don't make the suing. So the Yashrish Yaakov asks Akasha, he says, it's very difficult to understand Taisus Kasha. What's Taisus Kasha? He says, I'll tell you a portion of the Chilik. He says, in the Mishnah, Vabo Achim, Kodmu, Vekonsu, so they both did an Issa. Each one was Miyabim, Achayse, Kukosai. He did an avla. You weren't allowed to be miyam. Hold yeshzike. If you hold yeshzike, so each one did an avla. So forget. You're miyam beissa. Give her a get. And fakelt, he says, nochmer, he says, really there was a nesra over there. Really, because one was ichar a nesra. The eshesach became, if each one is nachayse kuke, so now the eshesach became also. So, Al Kaponim, the one that was Nesra Mikol, Zichar should be Yetziu. I mean, not only because he did an Avla by being Miyabim, he still, the one was Nesra B'Shas Nefilo, so Zichar should be Yetziu. So there's Al Kaponim that did an Issa, Kodmu V'Kodmu, Kodmu V'Konsu Yetziu. In the case of Rabbi Yehuda Ben Pseire, this person made Kedushin. He married a sister. The Kedushin, he didn't do any Aveir. We just had Rashi before. To marry an Achayis Isha, there's no problem. There's no Aveir to marry Achayis Isha. So we tell him, listen, but don't be kindness. Hamtein. But why should he give a get? What did he do wrong? As a fact, the Yashar Shakiv. What is Pshat and Teis Viskasha? Then he asks a very interesting Ha'ore. When Teis Vis asked the Kasha from the Mishnah, so Taisa says, "Beperik dalad achim, beperik dalad achim, shneim nesuim beizachoyes, the icy lael." The Gemara brought it before. Now, what's the mind of community? The Gemara brought it before. Taisa used to tell us the Gemara brought it before. I mean, and the Gemara didn't bring it before. I mean, there's a kash from two Mishnayos. Taisa says, "What the Gemara brought it before?" So the Yashar Shakiv wants to say as follows: the Gemara brought it before. The Gemara had a mahalach to say that the reason is chiltzais for loy misyabmois als bitl mitzvahs yevomim. That's why it's chiltzais for loy misyabmois. We hold ein zike, and if we hold ein zike, so there's a bitl mitzvahs yevomim. It's a bitl mitzvahs yevamim. That means if you're not allowed, if Levi will make yibum in Rochel, so then Yehuda might die and Leah will become an elve, and there was no mitzvahs yibum in Leah. So therefore, Levi is not permitted to make yibum in Rochel. The same way, Yehuda is not permitted to make yibum in Leah. Als bitl mitzvahs yevamim. Now, so let's learn the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kodmu V'Konsu. What happens if it's Kodmu V'Konsu? So what were they over? They were over the Bittl Mitzvahs Yevomim. They were over Shasha Bittl Mitzvahs Yevomim. They made Yibum. They made Yibum in one, but because of your Yibum in this one, you can perhaps cause a Bittl Mitzvahs Yevomim in the second one. We'll show you. Kodmu V'Konsu Yetziu. You don't play around with Takonis Chazal Yetziu. So The way the Gemara says before, that Pshat the Mishnah is, als bitl mitzvus yevomim, you see, from Kodmu v'konsu, that for bitl mitzvus yevomim, there's a din yotziyu. Now, in the case of Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire, there's also a bitl mitzvus yevomim by when he married the Achoisa. There's also a bitl mitzvah yevomim. That means he made her an erva min ha-Torah. He made her an erva. Besides the problem of Yezika, there's a bitl mitzvah yevomim. And the Chachamim, he says, Zichahod, Chacham hold ein zika, the Zichahod, that's bitl mitzvah yevomim. The Chachamim hold, so let's talk according to the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira and Koshkin the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim are go very lenient. The Chachamim say that Shemer Shom Shkidish Ochi Vesachoiso. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says Hamtein. Don't make Nesuin. She holds Yeshzike. The Chachamim hold. They hold the Inzike. So Kidish Ochi Vesachoiso. The Chachamim hold. Finish. You're Makadish da Choysa, marry her, no problem, make Nisuin, no problem. There was a Meiradik grobe bitl mitzvah yevomim over here. It was a bitl mitzvah yevomim. He wasn't Makayim mitzvah yevomim. He took her sister. He took the sister of the yevomim. He married her without any mitzvah whatsoever. And the Chachamim not only just said this, send us an invitation when the Nisuin will be. You don't have to be Hamtein. The Chachamim said, continue, make Nisuin, no problem. So Taisus is asking a Moiridike Kashe. If you learn als bitl mitzvahs yevomim, so when we learn in Arba Achim, it says Kodmu V'kon, so he did a mitzvah of Yibum in one, so Chazal went with a kanois, but your mitzvah of Yibum will be Goyrim, a bitl mitzvahs yevomim, and the second one will show you, Yetziu. And over here, he did a grobe bitl mitzvah yevomim. He wasn't mekayim mitzvah yevomim. He went and married the sister. The Chachamim told him, make the suin, tamtein, nothing. So then it's a meyerdike kasha. So it's a meyerdike kasha. What's the difference between these two cases? Vayimari dishani gabi dal ledachim, sha'ach yis lehoyu bois lo'ilum lachal heter. By Arba Achim, there was really no Eitzah, there's talking no Eitzah l'chatchila how to marry them. Shekol Achas, Achois Zekukosoi, each one is a sister of a skuke, so by marrying her, he's going into a bitl mitzvah yevomim. So Chazal said, so there's no way to marry her beheter. So Chazal said, if you married her, you go and give a get. Avol heiche da achois yevome osilach al heta la'achas yasochiv maise leichmiru lohitzi. That means here, since there is an eitze, when the brother will do a maise, so memele, if the brother, that means there's an oifen that this all can be solved over here. So here lo yichmiru lohitzi. So here they weren't machma lohitzi. That's how the Yashul Shakim seems to learn Pshat and Taisvus. The Ida Rav Mai. The Gemara had said that Rabbi Yehuda said b'shem Shmuel. Because if he said b'shem Rav, Rav Huna said that Rav holds ein zike. You tell me the sefer kam the ksub is nam imrin and hod Rav Yehuda Shmuli, v'loi porch di ida Rav Mai. The Gemara doesn't make this whole chesed. B'shloim b'dach mash med Rav Yehuda mishmei the Rav komalo. It's here with mash med that he's really saying it b'shem Rav. The koya ravuna, the koma mishmei the rav shmer shav shmei semutabim, because here the rehitis loshen of Rabbi Yehuda is he saying b'shem rav, because first we had ravuna marav, and Rabbi Yehuda omar, so it seems he's also saying it b'shem rav. So therefore the Gemara is asking, so why can't you say Saka saying it b'shem rav? I ravuna says rav holds ein zike, and Rabbi Yehuda holds rav holds yesh zike. That is the end of that sugya. Now we're starting a new sugya. Shnei Achim. The Mishnah says further. Let us just refresh our memory. The first Mishnah in Ketzad, who was speaking about Eishes Ochiv Shlei Hoya Boilomai. So the case was Shnei Achim, Umeis Echad Mehem, the Noilid Lohen Ach, and a brother was born before the Yibum. The Achakach Yibem Hasheni Eishes Ochiv, and then later, the brother was Noilad Va'achakach Yibem, that means first it was Reuven Shimon. Reuven died, and he had a brother Shimon. And then Levi was born. And then Shimon was Miyab. So it says in the Mishnah that we had learned Pshat, Rashi and Abbez and Beis, that Legabi Levi, the Eishes Ach of Reuven, was Nesro, because when he was born, there was an Afila to him. She wasn't Nisyabim yet, and she was Neserolo, because she's Eishes Ochiv Shlehoye Beilome. So when Shimon is Miyabim, and then Shimon dies, so she is also to Levi at Eishes Ochiv Shlehoye Beilome, and Shimon's second wife is also Alt Tzoras Elbe. That is what we had in the first Mishnah. So the case of the first Mishnah is Noilad V'achakach Yibeh. Now, let us go to our Mishnah. Shnei Achim, you have two brothers, Umeis Echod Mehem, and one of the brothers died, V'yibeim Hasheni Es Eishes Ochiv, V'acharkach Noilad Lehem Och. The case of our Mishnah is that when the brother was born, there was after Yibum already. He was born, Levi was born, after the Yibum of Shimon. So the Svara of Nesra does not apply here anymore, because there never was an Afila to Levi, because when Levi came in this world, she was already Eisha Shimon. And now Shimon died. So the Mishnah says there's no Chilik. There's no Chilik, even though Levi was born after the Yibum of Shimon, but she still has the Din of Eishes Ochiv Shlehoye Beilomai, which is also to Levi. Harishayne Yaitzim Mishum Eishes Ochiv Shlehoye Beilomai. Vashniya Mishum Tzaros. Also bo Maimer Umeis. What is the Din of Shimon made Maimer? So Maimer is not a Kinyan Gomer, it's a Mixus Kinyan. So Hashniya Chaylatzis V'lei Mishabeb. So they're not Emeset Tzoris. So she's not Emeset Tzoris Erve, because the Erve is not Be'emes Eishe Shimon. So then the Tzoris Chaylatzis. Tab Shimon Oimer Miyabim La'ezimem Sheyirtze Oichoylitz La'ezimem Sheyirtze. So Poshet Pshat in the Mishnah is that Rab Shimon is Choylik on the second din. And Rab Shimon holds that since when the brother was born, when Levi was born, he was born La'acha Yibum, of the Acha, the Yibum of Shimon, so there was no Nesra Ligabe, because she never fell to Levi, and there was never Nesra. So now, when Shimon dies, there's a lumdis of Shlishi Mikoyach Sheinibo. That means, since the Eishes Ach of Reuven never was Nesar to him, there never was a Nefila, and the Nefila was Nesar, so he never had a heter in Eishes Reuven. So there's a new din of Shlishi Mikoyach Sheinibo. Since when Levi will be Miyabim Eishes Shimon, so Pshat is he's taking over the Ishus that Shimon possessed, so he becomes B'mokim Shimon, So he takes over all the koiches that Shimon had. So just like the Ashes Ach of Reuben was mutter to Shimon, so becomes mutter to Levi. If it was Nesar and Shimon and Levi, that means Levi was born before the Yibum of Shimon. That's the first case in the Mishnah. Then we don't say Shlishi Mikoyach Sheini Bo. He can be, because the Eishes Ach was Nesar, then he cannot, since the Eishes Ach was Nesar on him, he cannot get a heter in Eishes Reuven. But if there was no din of Nesar, so then we say Shlishi Mikoyach Sheini Bo, and he's able to be Miyabim, either one. So if Shimon has two wives, is Miyab Leizim Sheyirtze, Chayut Leizim Em Sheyirtze. So that's Parship Shat in the Mishnah, till we'll see Rabbi Shai in the Gemara. That's Parship Shat in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Shimon was Chaylik only on this Mishnah, by Yibim Va'ache Kach Noilid, because since it wasn't Nesra on Levi, so Memele, we say Shlishi Mikoyev Sheini Bo, and he's permitted to be Miyab Eishes Reuven, or Eishes Shimon, whichever he wants. Let us see Rashi. Umeis ha-miyabim. Now the miyabim died. Isa Rab Shimon holds miyabim la'ize she-yirtze uptur rechav oto. V'lava osa b'mayim ekoi. This is not going on osa b'mayim. Because osa b'mayim ha-mayim doesn't help. It's elo ha-reisha d'ktonia rishayne yoitze. That in the case when he was miyabim, when Shimon was miyabim. So the Tanakama holds that a Rishayni Yoitz Mishimeshu Sochiv Shloya Beilomoy. The Koma Rab Shimon, the Kivin Dershenoilad. Since when he was born, Kvar Nisiyamo. So when he was born, she was already, Eishes Reuven was Nisiyam to Shimon. Vloi hoysa al ze bezikas nisu yochiv arishin. She never was zokuk to Levi. So she never became nesar on Levi. Me oilom is therefore muteris loy. So that's how Rashi learns pshat in the Mishnah. But now we'll see the Gemara, Rabbi Shaya did not learn this pshat. The Mishnah, Rabbi Shaya says, chidushim nifloy. Let us see the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Shaya. Choluk hoyo Rab Shimon af berishayin. Rabbi Shaya said that in the first Mishnah, where we had Noilad v'achekach yibim, so Noilad v'achekach yibim, Rab Shimon holds also that it's mutter for the Eishes Ochim Shloi Belomi after Noilad v'achekach yibim is permitted to be miyab meisir sheyilz. So first, we don't see Lomdus, we're going to see Cheshbon. How Rabbi Shaya figured this out. Cholokoy Reb Shimon Af Berishayin, Mimai, V'diktoni Mishne Yeseire Bova Deresh. The first Mishnah is extra. Laman K'toni Lo. Who is, according to who did we learn the first Mishnah? That the Mishnah is telling us, Noilad V'acha Kach Yibayim, is Yoitzim Shemeshis Ochim Shleihoye Beilome. Ilayim Ele Rabbonon, according to the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon say in this Mishnah, Hashte Yibem of Soif Neulet. In our Mishnah, that it was Yibem of Soif Neulet. The Chiashkecha Behetaira Ashkecha. It wasn't Nesra. The Chiashke Behetaira Ashkecha. Osri Rabbonon, the Rabbonon Asot. Is Noilad V'acha Kach Yibim Miboy? So you have to tell me the first Mishnah. If by Yibim V'acha Kach Noilad, if by Yibim V'acha Kach Noilad, the din is that it's also according to the Chacham, Avadik V'es Noilad V'acha Kach Yibim. So according to the Rabbon, it's not going. So tell me something Chedushim. Elo Lav Rav Shimon Itzterich. So the whole Mishnah is coming to tell us that according to Rab Shimon, this is also mutter. V'tane reishe loydiyacha koichi de Rab Shimon. So it says the reishe, the Rab Shimon was mata filo noilad v'acha kachibim. V'tane seif loydiyacha koichi de Rabbonon, that the Rabbonon were machma filo yibim v'acha kach noilad. Really, it would have been proper that, and if the whole chiddush of the first mission is to tell us that Rab Shimon holds afilo noilud vacha kach yibe mizmutel, so the Rabbein HaKadosh should have brought down Rab Shimon in the reisha that Rab Shimon holds that the miyav leizi sheyilze. First, the Seder was, let the Chachamim say whatever they hold. They tell us that the Neilud v'achakach Yibim v'afil Yibim v'achakach Neilud is also. For other polygolayim. And later we bring down Rab Shimon. So Rab Shimon is choylik on the reish. Fine. We don't know any lomdus yet, but that's what Rabbi Shai said, and he proved it, because, or else, why did the Rabbein HaKadosh tell us the reish? So the Gemara says, I say we have a problem. See, tell me, Neilud V'achakach Yibim is also mutter. So the Gemara asks, Ella Aishis Achiv Shlai Haya Bailom Ayhecha Mashkachas La Neil Dvach Kachibim is also Mutter. So the Gemara says two terutzim. Bechad Ache, two cases. One case, the devil was a Yibum. The devil was another brother. Bechad Ache, it was one brother, Umis, and he died. And now the Lehi Balami was Noilad. So that's what it says in the Torah, that this Ach cannot be Miyabim Aishas Achiv Shlehi Balami. That's a poshita case. Inami Bitrei, we could have a case, there was two brothers, the Reuben Shimon. Reuben died, v'lo yibeim, and Shimon was not miyabim, v'lo yimis, and Shimon did not die, and later Levi was born. Levi was born. And there is also an issa of Eishes Ochiv Shloi Hoya Beilomi. Now, before we explain this, what this means, let us go a little further in the Gemara, and the Gemara is going to explain Pshat in Rabbi Shai. So, Abba Kaponim, Rabbi Shai said that Rab Shimon is choylik af b'noilad v'acha kachimi. So the Gemara says, let's understand this. Bishloime yibim v'acha kach noilad, this our Mishnah. Was Yibim, Vachachach Neulet, Ki Ashkecha, Beteira Ashkecha, so when Levi was born, so never was Nesra on him, so when he was born, she was already Shimon's wife, so now when Shimon dies, there's a din, Shlishi Mekayach Sheinibo. Elon Neulat, Vachachach Yibim, but the first Mishnah, my time. So what is the Sfora over there? So the Gemara says, Amuyim de Kechidish. Kosovar Yesh Zike. Rab Shimon holds Yesh Zike. Vizike Kiknuse. And Zike is Kiknuse. So what does this mean? So it means Amuyim de Kizach. That as soon we have here, Let's explain the first Mishnah. Reuven died. Shimon was alive together with Reuven. So now the wife of Reuven is Zokuk to Shimon. Fine. So Rab Shimon holds Zike Kiknuse. It's Keilu he was Miyabim her. Keilu she's Zokuk to, it's Keilu he was Miyabim her already. Now, so it's Miyabim her. Zikiknuse. Now, Levi is born. So when Levi is born, she's already Shimon's wife. Either Peli wasn't Miyabna yet, but Zikiknuse. So Skili was Miyabna. So Levi was born theoretically after after the Yibum of Shimon. Even though there was no Yibum Bepoil, but in Lamdus there was Yibum. Zika Kiknusa. Kili was Miyamma. Now, Shimon died. So now, he could take Ashes Reuven, because Ashes Reuven is Shimon's wife. She's Miyam Shimon's wife. So just like by Yibim Va'achekach Noilad, we say Shlishi Mikayach Sheini Bo. So the same thing, if Shimon was not Miyab, but it was as soon as Reuven died, she became as kuke to Shimon, and we say Zika Kiknusa Kilu Shimon was Miyabma. So when Levi is born, it's also Beteira Ashkecha. So as soon as Shimon dies, so Memele Levi can be Miyabma. Now let us see Rashi. Rabbi Yishai said, "Af barishoyne v'koshori noilad v'achakach yibum." That was the halachis. V'diktoni mishne yisera lekula ahi bove dereishe. Maybe lekulam ahi bove dereishe. That means the bove dereishe is miyutaret for everyone. T'leman k'toni lo. Ilav the plukta the Rab Shimon alokaim, unless you'll say the Rab Shimon is chelik on the reisha. Lochitani loshmina that filu bahi shori that afilu noilad vachakach yibeim is also muta. Lamanktoni lo lashmina milse the man itzriche. Ilaim le rabbonon lashminon isure le rabbonon. The Mishnah is coming to tell us that it's also according to rabbonon by noilad vachakach yibeim. Rab Shimon didn't speak on the Reisha. Bereisha do leyaribo. So Mamela, so why do you need it? If we have an army that I feel a yibain, v'achakach noilad is also, is a vada givis noilad v'achakach yibain. So Rabbi Shai said no, but it's that Rab Shimon is chelik on the Reisha also. V'nota lohu, himtim lahem, say whatever you want to say, behod the poligalayu bekulamilson, he's chelik on everything. Bechas, the Gemara asks, so if Rab Shimon holds, noilet v'achakach yibeim, is also muta to Levi, so what's the case of Eishis Ochim shlehoi belomi? So the Gemara said two cases. Bechad ache. There's only one brother. Devade mikoyach zikis zesh lehoi berlomi asur lezelisham. That's for sure. That to be miyabim eishes ruven, because the zika from ruven, that the zika is not muta to Levi, because he's eishes lehoi berlomi. So to be miyabim mikoyach ruven, that's the case of the posik. Inami, or the Gemara says, Betrei Achim, we have another case. Betrei Achim, Umeis Ha'echot. There were two brothers, Umeis Ha'echot, and one died. V'noilad lahem Ach Shlishi, and then the third brother was born. V'loi Yibeim Zeh Hasheini Es Yivimtoi, he wasn't Miyam. Veloy meis, and he didn't die either. Asura leze shenoylod laachar mise liyabmo. Mizikis och shleihoye beilomay. So the brother, Levi, that was born after the mise of Reuven, he can't be miyabmo. Mizikis ach shleihoye beilomi, because there is no mitzvah of yibum on aishas ach shleihoye beilomi. Avol heicha di yibma, so that's if it's lo yibim v'lo yimeis. Avol heicha di yibma hasheini. If the second was miyabim is poko zikas ach horishe. V'nas is ishtei shoze hasheini. Inami lo yibma hasheini. If he wasn't miyabna, oyo behuski koloi, הרי היא כקנוסה כדלקמון, so she's כאילו she was כנוסה לי. וך שמייס, and when he dies, מותרס לשלישים. Then she's מותר לשלישים. בתי רעש ככה, שלי נסר, so the most is like this, בי שלי מייבן בחר כך נוילד, is בתי רעש ככה, שלי נסר all of שעחס, she never was נסר on him, if was yibim achgach noilus loyniska kaloy mikoych harishin klum, so if it wasn't nesro, so memeilim, so then I say shlishi mikoych sheni bo, but more es noilus vachakach yibim, so that betei rashkecha, so the Gemara says yes also betei rashkecha, yes zike. Kshenofla lifnei hasheni koidem leidosei shezeh. She fell leyibum to the second brother before he was born. Venizkike loy lesheni, and she became zokuk to the brother. Alima hi zike leshavye kiknusa. So that zike is strong to make her keilu he was miyabim her. So Mamela it's equivalent to Yibum or Saif Noilet. So Mamela when he dies, so he says Shlishi Mikoyer Sheini Bo. So that is what Rabbi Shaye wanted to say Pshat and Rab Shimon. The Rab Shimon holds Zike Kiknuse. So therefore, even if it's Noilet Vachakach Yibim, it's equivalent to Yibim Vachakach Noilet, because the Rega of the Misa, there was, we say, Zike Kiknuse, so whenever, so even though he's born before the Yibim Bepoyel, it's called he was born after the Knis and Lamdas, because we say Zike Kiknuse. So it's Beteira Ashkecha. That was the Shtikteira of Rabbi Shai. Maskif lo Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, yes, Rabbi Shaye, I mean, you're saying, Merdike Chedushim in Rav Shimon. He says, I'll show you, Hashta Zike Umayma Mesavke Leila Rav Shimon Ike Knuse Damye. I'll show you that Rav Shimon is Mesupik if there was Zike and Mayma, if that is a din of Knuse. Ilavke Knuse Damye. Zika lechude mi boy, so Zika alone, we say, oh, Zika kiknusi. So the Gemara, Mahi, what case is Rabbi Yosef speaking about, that he's quoting from this case, we see that Rabbi Shimon was mesupik by Zika in Maima. This not, we learned a Mishnah. Shloisha achim nisuin shalosh noshim nachiyas. Three brothers married three wives, which are not Kheibai Selose. Umeis Echad Mehem. Now one brother died. Va'osa Bosheini Maima, and the second brother made Maima Ba'eshes Orisha. Now the Tanakama holds, Maima is not Kaina Kinyin Gomu. Let's see, for practical purposes, the Tanakhama can hold Maimah's only Kainami Darabona. So Memele, so we have over here as follows. So this, the Ashes Reuven, let's say Reuven died, and Shimon made Maimah in her. So this Ashes Reuven is very interesting. She's falling Liyibum Mitzad Reuven. The Maimer of Shimon was not Mavkiya the Zike. She's also falling to Yibum Mitzad Shimon. Shimon had some issues in her. Shimon made Maimer in her. So when Levi is coming to be Miyabim her, there is a Zika of Shnei Mesim. That means she's falling from two Mesim. So the Tanakhama says, Shloisha Achim, Nisuin, Sholish Norshim Nachis, Umeis Echad Mehem, Vosel Bosheini Maim, Umeis, Reu Chilzeis, Uloi Misyabmeis, Shenema Umeis Echad Mehem, Yevoma Yovi Oleo. Let us see Rashi. Zikas Yovam Echot, Kigoin Shloi Nofla Ela Pamachas. She only fell once, so there's one Zika. Oishe Konso Sheini, or a case, let's say, that the Reuven died, Shimon was Miyabim, so when Shimon's Miyabim, Upoko Zika Rishaini, Uchshemei, so when Shimon dies, Enkan Elezikis Yibum Shel Sheini. Zazika Yibum only for the second one. Oiloi Osobo Maima Umeis, if he wouldn't have made Maima the Shaini, Enkan Elezikis Yibum Risha. Finished. Above the Arsho, but now that there was such a combination, Yesh Kan Zikis Yibum Shel Shnei Yibomim. The Zike from the Reuven, the Chosman, Sheloi Nisyabmo, Loi Poka, Zikoso. Now, Rabbi Eisel Charef makes a grais, Loi Poka, Zikoso, Minarishi. If it wasn't Nisyabme, so Loi Poka, Zikoso, Minarishi. V'nitois v'ziko min ha'sheini. And there was nitois v'ziko min ha'sheini. So me'mela, so now she is an eishes shnei meisim. V'tzaros ha'eishes ha'sheini asure mishum dido. So just like she is an eishes shnei meisim, and there's no mitzvah of yibum by an eishes shnei meisim, it says, so therefore, the din is that so you have to give chalitze to you have to give chalitza to both of them.